Hello, this is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. Today I really want to talk to you about user tasks. Now, there's a wonderful guy called Jerry McGovern. I highly recommend you check out his blog because he sends a really, really nice newsletter out every so often. Maybe I think it's every 2 weeks or something like that. But what he talks about is user tasks. Now, a user task for as web designers is so important because it allows us to think what the users want to do on our website. So you may want them to buy your product, you may want them to subscribe to your service, or you may want to submit your post to StumbleUpon, for example, to help bring more visitors. But those are yours. Now, what you need to think about is what the user has come to your site for. Now, a user task can be defined as something like finding out your address, or a user task might be something like finding out the email address of the HR department, or it might be seeing if you have extra large tighty whities. It could be anything. All right, so what you need to think about is these user tasks from a user point of view. Right, so the way you do this is, first of all, just make a list of things that you think they would want to do, put them on some little cards, and then order them. Right, you do the order, then go to somebody else and get them to order it and see what they think the order of things are. Now, obviously, the user task that comes up top needs to be clearly labeled, and as you move down that list, again, the labeling needs to be very, very clear, and as you go down the list, you can make it, well, not less clear, but not as prominent, all right? So, for example, I did this at the UN the other day, and it was very, very interesting. What I thought was the main user task was completely wrong. Now, I thought a lot of the users were coming to the Social Development Division site to look at news and events and stuff like that. Now, what came out from the meeting is that people actually come to us for the publications that are linked to the meetings. So that means I need to be very, very clear of, right, this is the meeting and this is the publication that goes with it. And that's a good way of doing it. Now, that's the stakeholder way of doing it. In other words, the people who are making the site or running the site, that's their point of view. The most important point of view is the actual users themselves, and that's what comes next. So if you can get your dirty little mitts on some of your users, that's great. You can give them these cards, they can put them in order and things like that. Now, card sorting is one of the little tools in a usability experience designer, or sorry, user experience designer's belt. And it's a very, very wonderful tool, especially when you're thinking about like categories. So what you can do is with card sorting, say if you, if you sell scarves or something like that, would scarves be under accessories or would they have their own category or what? So if you think about that and then take these cards and get one of your users to sort them into categories for you, you can see how their mind is working. And don't just do it with one user. You know, not everybody's the same. So let's just recap. First of all, user tasks. You think of them, then take it to your users and see what they are, how they order it. And then if you're doing things like content, content categories and stuff like that, then get them to categorize your content. So get some cards, each one with your type of content that you have. It might be blog posts or whatever, and get them to categorize it. And it's a very, very big eye-opener. I guarantee you will not get it right first time. It's just impossible. And most web designers think that, their website is the most important thing in the world, and their way of thinking is not the way that users think. So do try it out. User tasks and card sorting. Cheers. Bye.